I think traditionally in New York, politicians wait until after they're elected to get indicted. I've already been there, so I'm saving the voters time and money.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie for Reason TV, and today we're interviewing Kristen Davis, who is running for governor of New York. Kristen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What is your platform?
My platform is the legalization of marijuana, prostitution, and legalization of gay marriage.
What are the benefits of legalizing pot, legalizing gay marriage, legalizing prostitution?
Well, I think first and foremost, the economic benefits are something that we need to address in New York. We're broke. We definitely need a plan to bring in new revenues. No other politician is putting forward any plan to bring in new revenues other than increasing taxes. So, you know, with the legalization of marijuana, it's estimated to be a $10 billion a year industry. If we legalize, regulate, and tax it, we'd be looking at about $2 billion in new revenues, which is something we desperately need.
Why is it so difficult to legalize pot or prostitution?
I mean, they're vices. You know, there's a stigma associated with each, each being different and socially not acceptable. You know, however, these underground businesses are occurring anyways. It's common sense that we look at legalizing them, taxing them.
You kind of got injected into politics, not really by choice. Can you talk a little bit about how you came to public light?
Sure. You're correct. I came to public light not by choice. Obviously, most people, you know, are not aware, particularly that no one really wants to make the cover of the newspapers for being arrested. You know, I was sitting in Rikers Island, arrested for promoting prostitution in association with a sting on former Governor Eliot Spitzer, and saw myself on the cover of the newspapers.
You were the madam of the escort service he was using, right?
I was a madam of one of the agencies that he was using, correct.
What is the benefit to working girls legalizing prostitution?
There's a ton of benefits. You know, it will decrease sex trafficking. Sex workers need rights. You know, traditionally, the women are always punished. The men never go to jail. The women end up in jail. Once they're labeled as a prostitute with a felony or a misdemeanor record, they're unemployable. So they are forced back into this lifestyle where the men can, they're never punished. Charges are never brought against them. Obviously, evidence against Spitzer, no charges were brought against him. And they go back to their normal lives.
And it's is it a sad statement or a great statement on the state of New York politics that if you became governor, you would be succeeding Eliot Spitzer and David Paterson? We would finally have an honest person in
Albany.
We
would finally have an honest person. I think traditionally in New York, politicians wait until after they're elected to get indicted. I've already been there, so I'm saving the voters time and money.
How does gay marriage, legalizing gay marriage or recognizing gay marriage, fit into this, into your platform?
Well, I think my overall platform is based on personal and economic freedom. So I think, you know, gay marriage is a matter of equality. It's unconstitutional that a person cannot marry whoever they choose. So it,
what about,
it goes
you know,
in
the naysayers
say,
well, what about group marriage then? Would that be okay?
I think there has to be some sort of limit, you know, but it's not an issue that I've put thought into. No.
You're also, as you're running for governor and you'll be collecting signatures in July and whatnot, you're also creating a reality TV show. Can you talk a little bit about that?
We're creating Madam Governor with the intent of promoting a libertarian agenda, bringing some awareness to these issues and hopefully becoming an agent of change in New York and maybe globally.
Do you think, is this a good time to be libertarian? Or is it, you know, I mean, on the one hand, every government is broke, they've overreached. On the other hand, they seem to be more powerful than ever.
I actually think it's a great time to be a libertarian. I think we should learn something from all of our fallen public officials. They all make, you know, a ton of promises, and then when they get into office, they break every single one of them. Career politicians only care about re-election and the special interest groups that they've promised things to. So I think that it's time that we talk to some normal people about, you know, how we can, you know, better enable our state.
Well, I want to thank you. Good luck with the race. Reason, of course, is nonpartisan, and we don't endorse candidates, but I suspect that our readers, our audience, will find your platform particularly attractive.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kristen Davis, for Reason TV. I'm Nick Gillespie.